Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sementara Kajian Konservasi Perlindungan Lingkungan dan Keanekaragaman Hayati Australia atau Kajian IPBC sedang dalam proses tinjauan ulang, lebih dari 180 profesional dan kelompok kesehatan terkemuka memperingatkan bahwa kegagalan untuk memperbaiki undang-undang akan berdampak buruk pada kesehatan masyarakat. Dalam sebuah surat terbuka yang diorganisir oleh Dokter untuk Lingkungan Australia dan Aliansi Iklim dan Kesehatan, mereka menyerukan kepada pemerintah federal untuk menggunakan ulasan sepanjang 10 tahun untuk meningkatkan perlindungan lingkungan dan keanekaragaman hayati. Fiona Armstrong adalah pendiri dan direktur eksekutif Aliansi Iklim dan Kesehatan. Ia mengatakan kajian IPBC telah gagal dalam tujuannya untuk melindungi lingkungan alam dan keanekaragaman hayati Australia.
Australia's got the second highest rate of biodiversity loss in the world. We're globally recognized as a land clearing and deforestation hotspot, and our water resources are in decline on the driest continent on earth. So these are huge impacts on our natural environment on which we depend.
Ia juga menambahkan bahwa semua memiliki implikasi serius bagi kesehatan dan kesejahteraan warga.
The health of human beings is entirely dependent on the natural world, and the failure to enact effective environment laws in Australia is meaning that the foundations for human health and well-being are being undermined.
Dr. Catherine Barraclough adalah Ketua Dokter untuk Lingkungan Australia Cabang Victoria. Ia mengatakan dampak dari musim kebakaran hutan yang mengerikan adalah contoh utama bagaimana kegagalan melindungi lingkungan dapat berdampak negatif pada kesehatan manusia.
People lost their lives and that was very clear and easily recognized. Many people were displaced. The mental health impacts are likely to be substantial and evident for a long time. But more recently, there's been some research that's come out that's shown that the smoke pollution itself also caused a lot of adverse health impacts. So there were over 1,300 presentations to emergency departments with asthma just because of the smoke, over 3,000 people hospitalized for heart and lung problems, and over 400 excess deaths just from the smoke alone.
Surat terbuka itu memperingatkan bahwa menghancurkan ekosistem melalui praktik-praktik seperti penggundulan hutan dapat meningkatkan frekuensi dan tingkat keparahan krisis kesehatan masyarakat. Salah satu contohnya seperti pandemi coronavirus. Fiona Armstrong menjelaskan.
When you remove forests for agricultural production, for example, that means that all of the other species that relied on that forest for protection and food, that's lost for them. So we're undermining the health of other species. That means that they are less healthy. They're more inclined to contract diseases themselves. And as we move closer into the habitat of other species, it makes it more likely that those diseases can jump from animals to humans.
Dr. Catherine Barraclough mengatakan para penanda tangan menyerukan tiga perubahan kebijakan utama, dimulai dengan pengakuan bahwa kesehatan manusia harus menjadi pusat reformasi hukum lingkungan.
There are so many flaws in the law. You know, if for instance it was enacted back in 1999, and at that point it wasn't clearly recognized that climate change and species loss and human health were really intricately connected. And you know, as I mentioned before with the bushfires, it's really clear now that all three are intertwined, and that, you know, we need to think about climate change in environmental protection, but climate change is not considered by our environmental law at all. We feel that we need an entirely new generation of environmental law, that just making small reforms are not going to be good enough. So that's another thing we're calling for. And the third request or recommendation is that the institutions responsible for developing and delivering our environmental law must include public health experts.
Ia mengatakan, mengabaikan penerapan rekomendasi surat terbuka itu membuat Australia tidak siap. Tidak hanya untuk menghadapi dampak perubahan iklim terhadap lingkungan, tetapi juga mengatasi masalah yang akan berdampak pada kesehatan dan kesejahteraan manusia.
We need to make sure we're, you know, ready for the next crisis when it comes, but you know, the predictions suggest that we won't be able to keep up with the pace of the crisis if we don't address the root causes. And I think that's true for, you know, certainly the climate change impact, but probably for pandemics as well. It really doesn't make sense to be fighting each individual infectious disease, you've really got to look at why we're seeing more of them and what we can do about it going forward.
Rencana laporan panel peninjauan diharapkan akan dirilis pada bulan Juni mendatang. Anda dapat tetap mendapatkan informasi terbaru tentang coronavirus dalam bahasa Anda di sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.